Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play it.
Welcome back to the Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Sarah Gonzalez filling in for Brian Lehrer. Joining me now is Matt Daniels, editor of the site Polygraph. He used data from the music streaming site Spotify to measure the popularity of older songs today. Hi, Matt. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
So more than 75 million people use Spotify to listen to music, and there are over 30 million songs to choose from. But take a listen. These are some of the most listened to older songs today. So each of those songs has been listened to between 25 and 40 million times. Now, the Beatles are not on Spotify, neither is Taylor Swift, so I guess we can't settle the Beatles versus Rolling Stones debate. I'm still Team Beatles. Matt, you started tracking music from the 50s through the early 2000s. What were you looking for?
Yeah, the whole impetus for the project was to think about the music that I like right now, and do we have enough information to say, well, will it be popular when my children's children ask about the music that I listen to? So much of it was inspired by the first song that you played opening up the segment, No Diggity, where I was listening to that song and I was like, oh my God, this is really amazing. I wonder if when I tell my children's children about the music that I listen to, they'll recognize this song and think of it reverently in the same way we think of Frank Sinatra or Etta James, artists from our parents' parents' generation.
And we'll play a little bit of that song a little bit later. But first, the people who use Spotify tend to be a little bit younger. It's people in their 20s. They didn't grow up listening to Elvis, and yet the song Jailhouse Rock is still the most listened to song from the 50s today, at least by the Spotify demographic. Is that a strong signal that future generations are still going to be listening to Elvis?
Yeah, Spotify is a great data set. There's arguably better data sets, but what we want is the youngest people possible and what they're consuming today. So if we know what's culturally relevant with like a 13-year-old boy or girl, that's going to give us a good signal of what they're going to be listening to from older generations when they pass on their music to their children.
And your project is called The Most Timeless Songs of All Time. It's a great interactive site. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. It's on Polygraph. Matt, did you find any interesting trends?
Yeah, so the Jailhouse Rock thing is really interesting in the sense that that's an example of an artist who is definitely popular in his day. There's arguably more popular songs from the 50s. So let's suppose it was December 31st, 1959, and we were like, well, what was the most popular song from the decade? It was probably some track that we don't really listen to anymore. So it's not surprising that Jailhouse Rock is still popular today because we have 50 years of data to say it stood the test of time. But there's plenty of songs that haven't stood the test of time that were very popular in their day, but no one listens to anymore.
And let's give our listeners an example of that. Some of the songs that we consider to be timeless today weren't always the most popular of their time. Some of the biggest stars from past generations have sort of faded into history. I want you all to listen to this song from 1961. Maybe it'll ring a bell for some of our listeners.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
Blankets on the floor, turn my pillow upside down. So that song is called Tossin' and Turnin'. The artist is a guy named Bobby Lewis. Matt, you described him as the Beyonce of 1961 in terms of popularity. You write that Bobby Lewis was a pioneer in R&B and rock and roll. And that song that you just heard, Tossin' and Turnin', was number one in the Billboard charts for 7 weeks in 1961. That year, Etta James's song, At Last, was number 68 in the charts. And yet, we all know who Etta James is, and we still listen to her song, but we don't know who Bobby Lewis is. Do you have any theories about why that is?
Yeah, so oddly, I had a guy email me who was 66 and wrote me a very long articulation of why that is the case. So I want to preface that Bobby Lewis, the Etta James Bobby Lewis dynamic, is just an example of two artists that have a very different trajectory in terms of what happened to their music over the past 60 years. So I don't want to focus on Bobby Lewis, but I do want to focus on the fact that there are examples like Stairway to Heaven, which never charted and is vastly popular today. And there are other songs that are very popular in their day that have faded over time. My theory on why this is the case has a lot to do with the fact that music is much more than the song that we hear. So whatever made Bobby Lewis popular had a lot to do with things outside of the actual song itself, the intrinsic music. There could have been like the money going behind his music, the record label marketing it in various ways. It could have been what Bobby Lewis looked like or danced like or where he toured. And there's so many factors that play into music popularity that we forget and fade away over time. And all we have now is his music. So I think that's the interesting thing when we think about longevity is what stands the test of time is really the actual audio. And if you're, again, a 13-year-old boy or girl, that's what you hear and you're excited about, not necessarily what Rolling Stone or how we culturally thought about this artist in their day.
Okay, let's move on to hip-hop songs. You looked at the most listened to rap songs from 1986 to 1999, from the early days of hip-hop, to see which rappers are still remembered today by 13-year-old boys and girls. Take a listen. This is a mix of some of the top 10 rap songs today.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. I came to get down, so get out your seat and jump around.
Dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat, and I still got love for the streets. It's the DRE.
Okay, so those are the songs of my childhood. Warren G, House of Pain, Tupac, and of course Biggie, Notorious B.I.G. from Brooklyn. Matt, are these the songs that our children are going to be listening to, or are our grandchildren going to be listening to Dr. Dre and Snoop?
Yeah, I mean, we never know what's going to happen. I mean, think given current data, we can say, all right, this is a good guess. I mean, anything could happen. The next version of Glee could come out and cover some rap song and make it resurge into cultural relevance. But I do think, and I support the directionality of the data that says, all right, if these are the rap songs that the kids are listening to today, I would make a really fair bet that that's probably going to be the case in 10 to 15 years as well.
And the big takeaway from your article was the most listened to rap song of all time today, which is Blackstreet, No Diggity. It came out 20 years ago, and this is the most popular rap song today. Take a listen.
Shorty and down, good Lord. Baby got 'em open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind. Wow. I think about the girl all the time. Wow.
You and I are both bobbing our heads to that one. Easy to see why it's been played 31 million times. That's not the most listened to song of all time, though. What is the most listened to song?
Yeah, so the most listened to song, and by the way, I ended up normalizing the data as much as possible by just using 2014 data. So everything that's been discussed in terms of play counts is only for that year. But right now, for any song that's over 10 years old, so 1950 through 2005, Lose Yourself is the most played song, and that was released in 2002.
By Eminem.
Yeah.
Was that surprising to you? It was surprising to me.
Yeah. It is a little bit surprising. And again, there's so many factors to discuss of why that's the case. It's great water cooler discussion or cocktail hour discussion. And I think that's what music fans are going to be excited about in this article, is considering why songs like Lose Yourself are so popular today with the younger generation.
And that's been listened to 60 million times, or was listened to 60 million times in 2014. Tell us quickly, what are some of the most listened to songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s?
Yeah, so again, prefacing that there are a lot of artists that aren't on Spotify. So the Beatles, as an example. Rolling Stones' Paint It Black was the number one song from the 60s. Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. And going back to our earlier discussion, Brown Eyed Girl, again, not a very popular song when it was released in 1967. So very interesting data point there. A Bohemian Rhapsody, a top song from the 70s. And again, not very popular in its day, probably because it was so long that radio stations probably didn't want to play it just because it was 7 or 8 minutes long. Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac. And then going on to the 80s, Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. And often a covered song, especially on shows like Glee, Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
All right. And I think we're going to leave it there for time. Matt Daniels is editor of Polygraph. Check out his article. It's called The Most Timeless Songs of All Time. Matt, thank you for joining us. Just very quickly, what was the quirkiest thing that you found through your analysis?
Yeah, the quirkiest thing is probably the popularity of Nickelback. And again, if you're a 12 or 13-year-old boy or girl, you have no bias towards Nickelback, and it's a band that has a lot of cultural weight today in a somewhat negative way. So that's an interesting fact that I love to see on the data.
And was your favorite song from your childhood on the list?
Yeah, I mean, going, the whole impetus for the whole project was No Diggity, so I love to see it at number 5 in terms of the top played songs from the 90s on Spotify today.
All right, thanks, Matt. That's all for the Brian Lehrer Show today. Brian will be back tomorrow. I'm Sarah Gonzalez. Thank you all for listening.